The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned, after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I am afraid of you, because you're a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then, on my return, I will have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the good coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 good coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This past Monday, I went to see my spiritual director because, you know, usually every priest has a spiritual director whom you will always go to every month. And when you go, you sit back and he will talk to you. He will speak to your soul. You know, most people think that priests, we always take charge. We talk. At times we have to sit back and they talk to us. And after talking to us, we now go for confession. So we do confession every month because we are sinners too. But one of the things we were talking about was the importance of personal sanctification of every priest. You know, as a priest, you are a spiritual leader. You lead others. You lead the community to God. And most of the times, we do not think that as we are leading the people to God, we have to also work towards our personal sanctification. And he talked to me about it. And for us to really work towards that, it is important. Celebrating the Mass is not enough for a priest. You have to pray. Personal prayer life. Personal spiritual discipline for every priest is very important. And also we try to review, now that the end of the church, the liturgical year is coming to an end, what next? And this brings us into today's message. In the first reading, John reminds us that there are people who have gone before us, and those people are now in heaven. He was reminding us of the end of time. And my dear friends in Christ, we know that as we are gradually coming to the end of the liturgical year, we are beginning a new year by Advent. It's very important that we review this past year and ask ourselves, what have we been able to achieve spiritually? So within this time, there are four things we have to think about. First, we have to think about death. We have to think about judgment. We have to think about heaven and hell. Today, John, in the first reading, speaks about heaven, about those that have persevered, and they are now in heaven. They are worshiping God. They are now putting on the crown of glory. So it is a way to remind us, to remind us, my dear friends in Christ, that we have to work towards attaining this crown of glory. Because that is where we belong. It is the will of God that all of us will attain this crown of glory. And we can do that by our efforts. So as we are reviewing our past spiritual year life, it becomes important for us to decide or to begin to think about what we will do starting from this year's Advent. What resolutions, what efforts that we have to make more in order to achieve that goal. In the Gospel, Jesus told a parable, reminding us that God has blessed us in so many ways. God blessed us with talents, with gifts, and we have to be productive. It is the will of God that we become productive. And we have various gifts. As a parent, God has given you children to raise. And we know that the family is a domestic church. How are we taking up that responsibility? As grandparents, how are we taking our responsibility in order to transmit our faith to our offsprings, to our generations? So there are so many things that we can do. We have to think about it. The good thing is that it's still a second chance. If we are not doing it very well, we still have the opportunity to step up, to resolve, to say, hey, I will, from this time, from this moment onwards, I will make amends. I will be a better person. I will be praying more. I'll be praying my rosary. I'll be making sure that I go to confession continuously in order to stay in this state of grace, because that is being productive. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us think about it and continue to pray that God will give us grace to always do the right thing in order to attain this crown of glory. It is very important to all of us that we will see our God face to face and adore Him and worship Him forever. Let us rise.